Yeah, it was Luke's title.
And, okay.
Luke said I had a couple titles. He had a title called Hell or High Water. He said I got two titles I wanted to write. He says I got one called Hell or High Water, and a title called Dude That Broke My Heart. And we wrote Hell or High Water first, and which was a very, you know, it was a deeper song, more artistic, you know,
right?
Kind of artsy, and then it was like, all right, well, let's write the beer song now. And so we started, we wrote Beer Never Broke My Heart, and that was one of those ones, man. It just kind of fell out, you know. Once that ball got rolling, as far as, you know, when you start going, it's like, hey, let's just list a bunch of things that have broken our hearts. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it was, that's what we did, you know, and you know, that melody and that vibe, you know, like that is really from the demo that we'd made on the bus that day. Like, we made a little demo on the bus,
right,
to what the record turned into was like night and day. You know what I mean? That record was just, it took it from a 5 to an absolute 10 as far as just intensity and just sounding like a big old smash, you know. And so yeah, that was a fun day.
All right, now currently you have another hit on the charts with Luke, Better Together, and that's in the top 10. And I noticed when I first heard that from his album, you know, how simple that recording is. I think it's just piano and vocals, right?
It is.
And so that's pretty unusual to have a hit on the charts that's just piano and vocals. So can you tell me about how, you know, you wrote that song with Luke?
We were in, Luke will do a writing retreat sometimes where you'll hole up in a cabin or maybe at the beach somewhere, and
right,
you spend 2 or 3 days and you just write songs. And what's fun about doing that is there's nowhere to be. You're not leaving. You're not going anywhere. You know, you're in a cabin or you're at the beach and you know, you might grab some takeout from somewhere.
Right, right.
You're there to write, you know. And so we holed up, we were in North Carolina, and me and Dan Isbell and Luke were there, and him and Nicole, I'm not sure, I can't remember if they were engaged or not,
mm-hmm.
but I had, I remember I had the idea in my phone, and I keep all my ideas. I've just got a running list in my notes section, and it's just titles, you know, or just, you know, just some gibberish, whatever.
Right.
You hope turns into something someday, you know.
Right.
So you sit down and start working on it, and so I have that line in my phone that says, we go together like good old boys and beer.
Uh-huh.
And that's not a very romantic sentiment when if you end on that, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So, but man, that was what kind of started it. It was like, we go together, and honestly, the title fell out while we were writing it, because just at the top of that chorus, when we go into the, some things just go better together and probably always will.
Right.
That, you know, that just happened through the writing process. And so, yeah, and it's a similar, like, I love that song in that it's just a bunch of images of things that go together and things that are just meant for each other, you know. And I think it's an interesting way of saying that we're meant to be, you
right.
know.
Right.
And I love that it wound up being a piano vocal, you know. It's very powerful. I was in the studio the day that Luke cut it.
Right.
And I remember walking out of there going, like, man, that was, I don't know if anything will ever happen with that, but that was a really special thing to witness, you
right.
know.